Yeah. How many guys, by the way, right now are on campus? Ooh, a lot of guys. That's fine. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit more about Rova. So just to chazer a little bit as far as the Tosfos Yeshiva. So Rova says we learn out the din of the Zman of Tashbisu from Lishishka Tachom is Dam Zifri. The Gemara has Emiko Chad Achad, Kishochet, and the Gemara has Zman Shechita Omer Achmona. So we saw in Tosfos asks, the emes is that it's Kol Chad Achad Kishochet, and Lishishka is a lab, it's not a lab to have Chomets, it's Zman Shechita. It's allowed to shech the carbon pesach when you have chametz. So Taisus answers that it's a gili milsa, it's a sor. She bezman shchita came and asked the Israel hashbasa of Israel shall lish with pesach ala chametz. Svaru she bezman shchita Israel hashbasa. So svaru it's a gili milsa since we have a mitzvah hashbasa and we have a mitzvah in Israel lish tishchat. So it's a svaru that the zman of hashbasa is the zman of shchita. So we saw the Shagasai in Simon Ayin Ches, the Shagasai understands Pshat and Taisus. Where's the Gili Milsa? Mecha Taisus, one thing has anything to do with the other. So Shagasai learns Pshat and Taisus that it's Mestaber that when the Torah says Leishishchat, don't shech the Korban Pesach when you have Chometz, the Gemara means a Chometz that you're not allowed to have. A Chometz Shul Issa. So that's what it says in the Gili Milsa. The sum of the Torah said Leishishchat, it meant, don't shech the Korban Pesach when you have chametz that you're not allowed to be shoya. You're not allowed to be masha. So what kind of chametz you're not allowed to be masha? Chametz that has a mitzvah tashbisu already on. So that's the Gili Milsa, that there must be that there's already a mitzvah tashbisu before you mark up the Pesach. And since it's not mistaba that the mitzvah tashbisu varies from person to person. So mistama, it's bizman shchip. That's how the Shagasaye explains Taisus. The emes is that in Rabbeinu David, it says Mefurish. That's the exact svar. Rabbeinu David also has Taisus Kasha. What does Gemara mean? Zman Shechita Amar Rachmana. The Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says in Talmid Eshchat that there's an Isser, not just of Zman Shechita. Leishishchat is the Isser to shech the Korban Pesach when you have Chometz. Says Rabbeinu David as the svara. The Torah we said leishishchat that you're not allowed to shech the korban pesach when you have chametz only because the chametz is also. If the chametz wouldn't be also he means also to have. It's only because the chametz is also to have that the Torah said you shouldn't shech if you have it. So meila, that's megala that is a mitzvah of tashbisu bizman shchita. So that lechora mefurish. Like the Shagasai's Havana in Taisus. So Shagasai has a kasha. The Fizah comes out that the Isser Leishishchat only applies to Chometz that you're not allowed to have. Chometz that you're allowed to have, but okay, sorry. I have to get to the bottom of this problem. I think it's a problem in my laptop. Who helped me? Yeah, so the Shagasai has the kasha. The sheet of the Ramban is that you're only over by your own Motzi and Chometz is in Yerushus. Chometz is not in Yerushus, you're not over. Not over by your own Motzi. And with some of there's no Mitzvah Tashbisu either. Right? According to Rabban, all you have to do is get the chametz out of your rishus. But once the chametz, if you have chametz and it's in rishus rabbim, according to Rabban, you're not over by your avay matzah. Even though it's yiddish chametz, it's your chametz, but it's in rishus rabbim, or it's in somebody else's rishus, according to the Ramban, you're not over by your avay matzah. And Mishnah, there's no mitzvah tesh bisu either. And we saw the shita also. We saw the shita in Davdalad and Aleph in the chidush Iran and Rabbi David by the sugya masker and seicher. They both said that neither the mask nor the seicher is over by Rabbi Matzeh, because zelufish ain't a shaloi, zelufish ain't a bishus. It doesn't belong to the seicher, and it's not in the mask is a shus. So neither one is over by Rabbi Matzeh. So that's like the sheet of the Ramban. But in order to over by Rabbi Matzeh, the chametz is to be in your shus. And again, just like not over by Rabbi Matzeh, according to these rishonim, there's no mitzvah hashposa either. That's the whole point of the chiddush Iran and the Rabbeinu David and that Dala, that there's no mitzvah bdika for us by Rabbi Matzeh. So no mitzvah hashposa either. According to his understanding of Taisus, that Taisus is saying that the Isser of Leishishchat is only for chometz that's also to have, and we saw in Rabbeinu David said that for Feirish, that lechiva Torah b'sheichet is a pesach al chometz ela b'shul shachometz netzar, so it means because the chometz is also to have, so then it'll come out that there's no Isser of Leishishchat unless the chometz is in Yerushus. But that can't be. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Samech Gimel Mebeis, "Machlekes Avirchen Reish Lokish." Reish Lokish says you only ever lishishkat on chometz dam zifchi if the chometz is imoy ba'azora. Because he understands al means al b'somuch. And Avirchen says no, you ever lishishkat even if the chometz is not imoy ba'azora, because you don't need al b'somuch. But Hakol Meidim that if the chometz is imoy ba'azora, you ever lishishkat. But if the chometz is imoy ba'azora, then it's not an ezer shus. Because he doesn't own the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not his house. There's an Isser of Leishishchat and Chometz that's not in his Rishus, which according to the Ramban and Rabbeinu David and the Ran, you're not over on it by Rabbi Motzi, you don't have a Chiv HaShbos on it. So says the Shagazai, so the Shagazai answered that as a Kashan on Taisus. That how can Taisus say that Pshat Megmor is that Svara, that the Isser of Leishishchat was only in the Zman of HaShbos, well, Shagasai understands it, because the Torah only said the Shishvat and the Chometz that you're not allowed to have. Here is Chometz that you're allowed to have. Yeah?
But why is that an issue for Tosfos? It's only an issue in Shita's Ramban. That's going to cash from Shittos Ramban and Tosfos, which
right.
Tosfos wouldn't necessarily hold like.
You're right. So on Tosfos themselves, it's not a cash. Who says Tosfos has to hold like the Ramban? The Chanami, the Shagazai is the free spirit. The Shagazai is easily chaylik on Tosfos. So he says, for the Ramban, you can't say Pshat and the Gemara this way, and therefore he says you have to say Pshat and the Gemara differently, like him. And then it's just a new drasha with a new Isser. Remember, the Shagazai is different Pshat and the Gemara. That Rav understood that the Torah said Leishishchat twice in Torah. It says in Mishpatim, it says in Kisiso, and Rav is dashing a Yitur that there's another besides Leishishchat of Isser Shchita, which is a mitzvah as boss of Bizman Shchita. That having Chometz Erev Pesach is the lav of Leishishchat. It's different Pshat in the Gemara. So it's not so much a time on Taisus, because Taisus doesn't have the whole like the Ramban. But on Rabbeinu David, it's a big time. Rabbeinu David does hold that the Ramban. Rabbeinu David and Abdallah hold that chometz that's not in his rishus is not over. The mask is not over, and chometz that's sitting by the seicher because it's in the rishusay. And Rabbeinu David in Agamar says al derech der shagasai is halon and taisus. The pshat in the Gemara is that lechiva tayer b'sheichet is a pesach al chometz ela b'shvil shach chometz nesa. Well, if the Israel is only because the chometz is nesar, and chometz is in the azor is not nesar because there's no chiyuv hashbosa on it. So then, how can you have an issue with Shishchat on it?
Right. Could we answer for, I guess, Rabbeinu David, and even before that, to remove the hechrich for the Shagasai, that it doesn't mean that we're not talking about specific chametz that might be or might not be aser, but just the general iser of chametz of Bayra Bayamatse. When does chametz become aser? At that time. Not doesn't matter about the particular instance of chametz that may be mutter, but just chametz in general becomes aser at that time, and therefore, it's that's the zman of producing.
I think you're right. I think in the Rebbeinu David, what you have to say is that when the Rebbeinu David said that the only Torah said l'shishchat and ele b'shul sha'acham is nesar, he doesn't mean mamash like the Shagas Aye, that since you're not allowed to have this chametz, that's what the Torah said in Israel l'shishchat. No, Israel l'shishchat is even a chametz that maybe you have no chiv hashbas on it. Sitting in Bazar, you're not mechuyav to be mashbas. It's not in Israel l'shishchat. It's not b'chol gulecha. But it doesn't mean that the Israel l'shishchat was only said on chametz, that the chametz is ba'etz mechetz shalissa. So chametz after chatzayis is a chetz shalissa. You're not allowed to take it into your rishus. That makes it into a chetz shalissa. But kaidim chatzayis, the chametz not a chetz shalissa b'chal. You're allowed to take it into your rishus. So then when the Torah said l'shishchat al chametz, which chametz does the Torah mean? Chametz et nesar. That doesn't mean chametz that he himself is actually over on. He's not over on it. It's bazara. But it's a chametz that's usher in the sense that chametz is radioactive. He's not allowed to have it in his rishus. Baruch Hashem, it's not in his rishus. It's not over any yisurah. But it's chametz that he's not allowed to have in his rishus. So the issue is shishchat al chametz means what kind of chametz? A chametz that has that's already radiating yisur. Yeah, that's what Dovi is saying. Yes, in economy, I think that that's what you're gonna have to say for Rebbeinu David. It's not mamish like the Shagas Aye. I want to show you a Tosfos on Kuf Ches, a Mordechai Tosfos, a very mysterious Tosfos. Kuf Ches Madal. I think this Tosfos we're going to see now is critical to understanding Tosfos by us, but so far it's only helped me not to understand Tosfos by us. But we'll see, maybe together. What's the Gemara over here? What are we doing in our Pesachim? The Gemara over there says that Rav Sheshis would fast on Erev Pesach. Every Erev Pesach, he was Yosef Betaniso. So the Gemara says, what was the reason? So the Gemara says, maybe the pshat was that he didn't want to eat because he was afraid he'll forget to bring the Korban Pesach. Yeah, even though beyond if there was no Korban Pesach, but he held that that's the tzegzer, not allowed to eat bizman, the bizman shechitas haPesach, because he might come to be nimna from bringing the Pesach. But what does that do with the morning? Pesach in the afternoon. So Gemara says, the Sama l'kihod omer v'ayishi omer abelozer, mach shehoye ben b'seyre b'pesach sheshoch tishachris b'yadal v'shmai. U'mitzach v'zman pischehu. Because the Tashin's ben Arbayim, ben Erev de Esmo v'Erev de Edna. I said, no, that wasn't Shatan of Sheshes. If Sheshes had a different cheshbon, he was an Istanis, and if he would have breakfast, he wouldn't be able to eat the Seder by night. Okay, fine. So, Akopanim, what's important to us is that there's a Tano ben Beseira who holds the Korban Pesach. Rabbi doesn't. Erev of yesterday, the night time of yesterday, and the night time of tonight. So the whole day, according to Mebisera, is kosher for Shechitas HaPesach. So now, Nechseyana, according to Mebisera, what about Teshbisul? If you have an Israel Shishchat the whole day from the morning, so what about Teshbisul? According to Teshbisul is learned out from Shishchat, so the Chayrit should follow that according to Mebisera, at least in Rava's take, according to Ben Becerra, there should be an Isra of Tashbisu, there should be a Mitzvah of Tashbisu already from the morning. It didn't be a Chometz already from the morning. So some Yishayim say, Enechinami. Taisa Rosh Bayah says, Enechinami. If you Ben Becerra, Tashbisu is in the morning. The Ramban in the Mohammed at the end of the second parrot also says that way. He says that according to Ben Becerra, there's a Mitzvah of Tashbisu already from the morning. And he says that he brings a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that Ben Becerra, you know, the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Gilbal and Rososid Reis Chamov. So Yishami says that Ben Becerra didn't eat Erev Pesach neither chametz nor matzah. So not so clear in Yishami what's the Yishami's issue. But the Ramban says Pshat in Yishami is he didn't eat matzah because he was Gilbal and Rososid Reis Chamov, and he didn't eat chametz because he held that the Korban Pesach is carved in the morning, And if the Korban Pesach is Korban in the morning, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu in the morning. And the Ramban holds, like most Rishonim, that once you have a mitzvah of Tashbisu, then the Chomets becomes also Bachimah. Like Tyson Chotesman's base, it's not Derech Achila, it's not Derech Hashbosa to eat it. What's the other as Berim and Rishonim? Most Rishonim hold outside of the Balamor, we said many times, the Balamor holds that there's no steer between Tashbisu and eating the Pesach. He can be mashbist and eating the Chomets. You can be mashbist the Chomets by eating it. Most Rishonim hold that. That's not called Hashbosa. So from when this from this man of Hashbosa, there's an Isra of Achilles at Pesach, of Achilles Chomets. So the Rabban says, Enechanami, that's the Rabban. The Rabban also holds that since according to Ben Becerra, the Korban Pesach could be carved in the morning. So therefore, there's Tashbisu in the morning. And if there's Tashbisu in the morning, there's an Isra Achilles in the morning. Now I eat Chomets in the morning, and that's Pshat Mirushalmi, that Ben Becerra didn't eat neither Chomets nor Matzah and Erev Pesach. It's a little bit shvelo. The Shami should have said more. The Nalo did not eat chametz in the morning. He was mevaret before the morning. But Akapanim, that's what it says in Ramban. So what does Taisus say? Taisus says it. Taisus differently. Zok Taisus. Name a sorer of sheishes mishum Pesach. Afkav the hashel like a Pesach. Bezman is there. We don't have a korban Pesach. We come up and it's a shoyi. Bezman a bayit leibot. Fine. The afkav the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri leimach sheela b'diavad. Says Taisus. This dinner, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, that you can bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, it's only a b'di'evit. Aval lechatchila osur. Lechatchila, it's osur to bring a Korban Pesach in the morning, even according to Ben Beseri. Misum leishishchat al chomets. Because it's a leishishchat. Leishishchat al Pesach liyadayin chomets kayim. Advov shoyis. Says Taisus, I mean, I don't know how to translate it, because I don't know what the words mean. He says, you're not allowed, even according to Ben Beseri, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, because if you're going to violate the issue of Leishishchat al Chometz, Leishishchat is a Pesach liyadayin Chometz Kayim. But Leishishchat Tana Zepolik, we don't find any Tana who's Cholik, that in the morning you're allowed to have Chometz, that the issue of Tashbisu is only in the afternoon. The Kitzur Tais saying a few Chidushim. First of all, Tais is Miyasid, not like the Ramban. That even according to Ben Becerra, that the Isser Shechit is in the morning, but Tashbis is only in the afternoon. That's number one. Not so clear where that comes from. According to Rava, why should that be true? According to Rava, why should that be true? That the Zman Tashbis is learned after the Korban Pesach. If the Korban Pesach is carved in the morning, then Tashbis should be in the morning, like the Rabban says. And even if you say that Akbid agrees to Rava, Abai says, no, it's meant to happen Macholok. But who told Taisus that Rav Sheshis held like Abai, and maybe Rav Sheshis held like Rava? Right? Taisus is busy with Rav Sheshis. How come Rav Sheshis fasted in the morning? And that's not really the Zman of the Korban Pesach, but the Zman of the Korban Pesach is in the afternoon, because in the morning you have Chometz around, you're going to be violating Leishishchat. Why are you going to have Chometz around? Because it's not yet Tashbisu. According to Rava, it is. So maybe that's what Rav Sheshis held. So look at the Taisus. The Taisus holds that even according to Rava, anyway, Taisa, we ask you Chantana de Polog. Mustama, we ask you Chantana de Polog means even according to Rava. Taisa, we don't find anywhere anybody's been Chaylik, but Tashbisu from Chatzais. What do you mean we don't find? According to Rava, according to Mebeseir, he is Chaylik. So apparently Taisa held that Loyashkechan, we don't find anywhere in Babli that anybody ever said that Tashbisu from Chatzais. That includes Mebeseir, and Mustama has to include the Rava Libet of Mebeseir. So why? That's first. That's A, not so clear to me. I mean, this is the lesser problem in Taisus, but nonetheless, it's a problem. I guess you're going to have to say that Taisus learned that even according to Rava, there's a din of Acholok. Quite difficult. If there's a din of Acholok, even according to Rava, then why do I need the limud, the gili milsa from Leishishchat? It says Acholok, and if you want to say Acholok, then Avadim is not a sin valid b'chatzais, like the Gemara says, like a basis is later. Also, if Rava holds from Acholok, then what was the most kasha eino kochad b'chad kishokot? It says Acholok. That one's not so terrible. If you learn like Rashi, that Eimu Kochad V'chad Kishochet means maybe there's a Chiyuv Bir before each person's Shechita, that certainly sounds like we're going without Acholok. Because if it's with Acholok, then why would then it would be at 12? Acholok is at 12. But Tosfos learns when the Gemara said Eimu Kochad V'chad Kishochet, the Gemara meant to ask Tosfos by us that maybe Loisishchet has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Bir. It's just a din of a Kishochet that you're not allowed to Shech to Pesach if you have Chometz. So it has nothing to do with Tashbisu. It's the Gili Milso, it's Ban Shchita Merchamod, it's Megalim, it's Mana Tashbisu. Megalim is Mana Tashbisu. Now it's Megalim is Mana Tashbisu. So this Mana is from Chatzais. So we don't really need Acholok. But maybe according to Rabbi Becerra, that this Mana the Kormor Pesach is in the morning, but they ask you, Chanan the Polik, maybe for the, he'll use Acholok for that. Acholok said Tashbisu is from the afternoon. Maybe something like that. Maybe again. Right now, I'm focusing first on the lesser problems. We ask Chantana the Polar, but why? Why should this Mana Tashbisu be from Chatzos? According to Rava, why should this Mana Tashbisu be from Chatzos? So for that, we could maybe say since there's an Acholok too. So Tashbisu.